Blog Talk Radio. Can you slow me down?
I don't know. I don't know. My goodness gracious. I tell you. Climax doing their thing here on Solar Records Radio. What's happening, everybody? How y'all doing? I hope y'all are well. And I hope God has been good to you and keeping you good, keeping you good. It is the beginning of the weekend here. We're kicking the weekend off. We're starting it off with a little bit of love for each other, a little bit of love for the sound of Los Angeles Records. And guys, we're just going to do this in a positive way. We're going to stay optimistic. I know Greg has got some Thai food or something going on over there. I'm a little jealous about that. But it's getting close to dinner. Well, it's dinner time, or maybe even later over there. So, you know, man, oh, man. We are still here. We are at lunchtime here in the U.S. of A. And so we're just going to have a good time. We're going to try to enjoy ourselves today. We're going to talk a little bit about Climax. As a matter of fact, yes, that's who we just finished playing, Wild Girls. And so I want to just chop it up a little bit about them and try to understand, see if I can help us to understand what actually happened, because Climax was the only girl group that was signed to Solar. So let's talk about that. And not only were they the only girl group, but they were the only girl group with a full band. That's kind of crazy, right? They had the whole band was girls, and the singers were girls, and they were putting it down. They were doing their thing. So we're gonna have a good time. We're gonna have a good time chopping it up with them. Let's give a shout out to Sugar Rainbow. Give a shout out to my boy Amir. What's up, Amir? Give a shout out to Larry Freeman. Give a shout out to Ronald Carnes and Donald Carnes, the twins they are. So much love to all you guys, and I appreciate you guys tuning in and hanging out with us. We love you, and you guys are so just really cool. We got also my boy Joey Jones Jr. What a badass guitar player is he? Whoa, sorry about that S word, the A word. But he is so good. And he was just so, I grew up with Joey Jones, and he could play that guitar. If he did nothing else, he played that guitar. So much love to you, my brother. And God bless all you guys. Listen, guys, we want to have a good time here on Solar Records Radio. And so we are going to do that. All right, so we're celebrating the sound of Los Angeles Records. And so I'm going to play another girl group that we adopted. We adopted them because we produced them. When I say we, Leon Silvers, myself, Dana Myers, and others, we produced Crystal. And we had a good time with them. And they went to CBS Records, but CBS didn't do them right. And so we going to show them some love here at Solar Records Radio, right? We're going to show the love. So we're going to make sure we do that right here and right now on Solar Records Radio. I pray you guys are good and all is well wherever you may be. And my girl got her heater working. Go, 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 Sugar Rainbow. Yeah, it was just a switch, guys. It was just a power switch. She went through all kind of stuff talking about this kind of mechanic and this kind of guy and this. And it was just a power switch. So she went all those days with no heat. And it was cold. But she did what she had to do. And she stayed warm. Oh, I love me some Sugar Rainbow. I do love her. She's just a doll baby and such a sweetheart and an amazing talent. And, we look forward to doing more things together. We're writing songs right now that we're going to be putting out in the summer. And so I'm excited. And then I'm helping her with the project that she's working on with John. And John is a busy producer that plays bass for Shalimar. See, this thing goes full circle. And so Shalimar has a band in the UK, and John is the bass player. And John is a bad boy. And so Much love to you, my brother. And I know you got a lot of stuff going on this month, John. But next month, hey, I'm going to hit you up. And we're going to chop it up about a couple of little things. But thank you so much, John, for investing your time into, you know, my career and just helping us all. So many blessings to everybody. Let's get this itching. Is just, I don't know what this thing is about. It's like an itching in my heart, and I can't scratch it. What is that? Oh, man, Sugar Rainbow, what is that itching in my heart? You know, you want to scratch it. Like, what is that? What is that? That's crazy. Okay. Come on. Go. Uh-oh.
be a bank. What is it called? It's on the lakeside bank.
I go, and here I go again. And I got to tell you, man, the Silvers, they really did an amazing job. I mean, you just think about all those kids. It was a lot of them. A lot. 10, 11? I don't know. It was a lot. And you see them on that stage, and they have that choreography. It is so tight. It was so tight. It's like, what? How do you? I mean, I can't imagine the intensity of the rehearsals, right? Come on. Those guys were serious, and their harmonies were amazing. How did their dad and their mom teach them that? That's just, anyway. So, I'm just going to talk a little bit. Just a little bit, not much. Get back to the music, of course. But I want to just talk a little bit about Climax. Is it Climax that I'm talking about? Yeah, Climax was the only female group that Solar had. All girls, band, everything. And for Bernadette Cooper to have put that together, I had to take my hat off to her. Congratulations, sweetheart. What a great job you did. And I mean, and I hear the stories about how they got signed and Dick Griffey signed them. And once he signed them, it was a mission to keep them together. It was, let's keep this whole band together. And the drummer, who was Bernadette Cooper, who was the one that ran the group, basically was the foundation of the group. And so it had to start around her anyway. So it's going to kind of be hard to just, hey, singers, come over here with us. No. So anyway, so they were together. And they were in the studio, and I remember they were recording and working on songs and trying to get it together and trying to make things happen. And it was a little difficult for them, as it is for a lot of people, a lot of artists. We all, you know, we'll go through 4 or 5 records before we get a single. And so they went through that. And, you know, and then Dick Griffey put us in there with them, and we started, you know, recording with them and playing on their stuff, and Leon produced them, and eventually they got a hit. And but it's just being able to maintain that kind of mentality and keep these girls together through all of these disappointing, okay, we put out another record, okay, we're gonna put out another record, okay, it's like, wait a minute, when is this thing gonna happen? So it finally did happen, and I'm happy for them, as they are, you know, they have a couple different versions of Climax right now out there performing. And so I know that Joyce Irby has her version out there, and Miss Cooley has her version out there. And so they're doing, you know, I guess they're doing well. They seem to be happy on stage, at least, and I'm happy for them because of that. Because it's not good to show if you're not happy, right? Don't be on stage, because your whole purpose is to make us happy and to make us joyful. So thank you guys for being able to do that and do it well. Think about it, like putting a group together and holding it together. And I remember they used to rehearse at the rehearsal hall where we rehearsed, Dynasty and Shalimar rehearsed, and Climax rehearsed, and they were working their little butts off. They were working their butts off, and they would, you know, I mean, we would be there for 8 hours a day, and they would be there just as long as we were. And so, you know, you have to commend them. They did what they did because they were hard workers, and they were able to be blessed because of it. And I'm so proud of them because they did a great job. They got the job done. And so salute to you guys for you know, being able to keep this thing going. I got your text message. I mean, yeah, I got your message, my brother. And so, let me do this here. I'm going to, so you just think about, you know, like all the other groups. You had the Whispers, and so you got your male group there, and you got Dynasty, which is a band, and the singers with the leader of Solar, the sound of Solar, Leon Silvers, playing bass and singing lead. And then you have Lakeside, which was an amazing band, male group again, another male group, singers, band, the whole thing. Then you have Midnight Star, a mixture, male and a female, and but it's a band, and they're doing their thing. Then you have The Deal with a band. So you have all these male bands, basically, and then you had Climax. And they did a great job. They hung in there with us. We, you know, we did gigs together. It was loving. It was beautiful. They put records out, and you know, the Menopause came out. That was just great. A great breaking record for them. And the meeting in the ladies' room, you know, they're taking this thing to another level. And so we are so proud of them. And it was always nice to be around them and say, hey, these are our sisters from Climax. And they were very serious, very, very serious. Spinderella, which is Joyce Irby, played bass. And she did a great job. And I enjoyed their musicianship. As well as, you know, their writing skills and stuff like that. So my hat's off to all of those ladies who really blessed Solar with a very unique and very special sound. Now, when they came out with that ballad, that just kind of, it crossed over so big that, you know, they became like a pop sensation out of nowhere. Like, whoa, wait a minute. How did that happen? Like, what? How is that even possible? But music kind of dictates the direction. And so we Dynasty, we put out all kind of different songs. But we never got any promotion. So you didn't even know the songs were out because Dick Griffey really wasn't interested in pushing Dynasty too hard because Dick Griffey wanted to keep Dynasty together to write and produce for everybody else. So he had his own thing that his own focus. And if he was alive, I don't know if he would agree with me or not. I would like to ask him. You know, Mr. Griffey, why didn't you push Dynasty? We were a hard-working group. We produced hit after hit after hit for you. Why didn't you produce Dynasty in the same way? Why didn't you promote us? Why didn't you put Dynasty out there like you did with all the other groups? I mean, because we had songs that I think were better, but they got no love. And so... Yeah, anyway, I'm not going to cry over spilled milk, but I'm just saying. But Mr. Griffey, God bless you and thank you anyway for just giving us the opportunity and allowing us to do what we did do. So thank you for that. But back to Climax. Once again, I just want to thank those ladies for blessing us, for giving us their hard work, just doing good and blessing us. We appreciate you ladies very, very much. All right, so I'm going to play another song for you, and this one here is Miss Carrie Lucas on Solar Records Radio. We'll be back. Larry Lucas, I really enjoy recording that song. It was so new. Everything was so fresh, and I was just a babe. And we went in the studio and recorded that song, and I felt so good afterwards. So, hallelujah. Thank you, Miss Carrie Lucas, for giving us that opportunity. Miss Cheryl Cooley is on the line from Climax. What's up, Cheryl?
Everything's wonderful. It's always so good to hear your voice. You always lift up my spirits when I hear all the brightness in your voice.
Thank you so much for that. You know, it's Friday. We're going to kick this weekend off. I want to have a great time. But, you know, even yesterday I got a phone call at around 6:30, 7 o'clock from Amir from Cool in the Gang. And he was like, where are you? And I go, what do you mean, where am I? He said, well, how far are you away from Austin? I said, about an hour and 45 minutes. He says, are you coming to the show? I go, I didn't know it was a show. Come on, man.
Yeah.
And so, but, you know, even Amir was kicking it off and getting the show going. And so we were going to have a good, I was like, Amir, I can't do it, man, because that's 2 hours there, 2 hours back. He's like, okay. All right, next time, I'll keep you posted. So he sent me his itinerary. So now I know. Because whenever, you know, they go into Austin, I'll get a timeshare, and I'll stay there, you know, overnight. So I don't have to drive back. Yeah, you know.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. God is good, and he's faithful. And so every Friday, we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records. And so today, we were talking about you guys. And so I want you to tell us about
You still there?
There we go.
There you are. Okay.
There we go. Yeah. So can you tell us about your group? Can you tell us how you guys were able to pull this thing off? Because Dick Griffey only had one girl group, really. I mean, there was like a solo artist, which was Carrie Lucas. We just heard her. And then there was girls here and there inside of like a Midnight Star. They had a girl singer in there, and then they had a couple of girls in Dynasty. But that was about it. You guys did the whole thing. How did that happen for y'all?
Well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, we used to rehearse over there at Wilshire Fine Arts on Western in Hollywood. Everybody had their own unique story. We all didn't know each other when we walked in that room. You know, I was rehearsing with another band, and they just kind of barged in and said, hey, you don't want to play with this band. You want to play with our band. We have an all-female band called Climax. And then we put in an ad for, a keyboard player, piano player, and then the vocalist, Lorena, she had originally auditioned for Rolls Royce, and they, you know, told her that her voice didn't, you know, really match up with their music. But, you know, they heard about this all-girl band looking for a lead vocalist. So everybody really had their own unique story. It was almost like, you know, fate, the universe, God just kind of put us all together in a room one day, and, you know, we started rehearsing and trying out some songs, especially, at that time off the radio. And I was like, hey, this is kind of cool. We're really developing a song. And when I got in the group, I had just gotten my my music degree in college. And so they made me music director. And so I was able to, you know, just kind of decipher some songs off the radio that would be good for us to play. But we didn't know each other before we walked in that room. I mean, we were really only together for maybe 6 months. Before a connection through a job that I had connected me to Margaret Nash. She called one day and she had heard our demo tape and said, you know, hey, I want to come to your rehearsal and check you guys out. And so she came to rehearsal. She was all smiles and everything. She really liked what she saw, the potential. And next thing we knew, she brought, Dick Griffey to our next rehearsal, and we were signed just that quick. I mean, we hadn't even been together a year before we were signed to Solar Records because they could see the potential that we could, become a great Solar artist.
Man, oh, man. I mean, so at that point, you guys, I know that you guys are working really hard, and I was kind of sharing that you're working and doing different tracks and doing different things, but how long did it take from that point, from the point where you got signed to when you actually had a single out that you guys were proud of? I mean, I shouldn't say proud of, but that was a hit.
Well,
that's what
okay,
I should.
So, yeah, you know, what a lot of people don't know is our very first single was entitled Never Underestimate the Power of a Woman. That was actually the demo song that, you know, I wrote the music for, and that's the one that, you know, really got us the deal. Our second album was called Girls Will Be Girls, and we had this single on there written by these two new producers at the time, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. By the name of the song was Wild Girls. And then our next album, was the Meeting in the Ladies Room album, and we had changed distributors at that time to MCA. And they loved the idea of an all-female band and really got behind us and, you know, promoted our first single with The Men All Pause. Of course, we, you know, had the ballad I Miss You, and then our other up-tempo single was Meeting in the Ladies Room. So, you know, Solar was just such a great company to be with. They always looked after us, took care of us. You know, even if the record sales weren't through the roof, they still took care of us and made sure that we had a recording company home. And all the artists were always willing to, you know, teach us about the recording industry. And, you know, we were always welcome to, you know, come and learn, come and watch some of the other artists and learn from that. So, I mean, Solar was such a great place to be an artist and learn and grow.
Wow, that is amazing. And I see you guys all over the place. I see your flyers. I see you doing shows. I see you going places. I'm so proud of you. And I just want to say, you know, please keep up, you know, keep doing what you're doing and stuff. So, but tell me a little bit about Otis Stokes and Steve Shockley.
Yeah.
How did that come up? How did you guys end up working with those guys?
Uh-oh. Well, you know, when Dick came to see our rehearsals to see us perform, he brought Otis with him, and you know, there was discussion about him producing us, and so, you know, both of them heard heard the potential, and Otis was really jazzed about getting us in the studio and producing us, and he asked Steve Shockley to help assist with our product, our production,
our
record.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, because I noticed that there was a little bit of that Lakeside flavor on some of your tracks, mm-hmm. and stuff. And I was like, what is going on here?
Otis and Steve, they were such awesome teachers about how to record, what to listen for. You know, they were just so willing to teach us all the little aspects of recording and stuff. And of course, since Steve's a guitar player and I'm a guitar player, of course I was learning so much from him.
Right,
he was so willing to always show me things. And even Will Shelby, he even helped us in putting together our sound. And he was like, it's not what you're playing, it's how you're playing. You're playing it kind of with that Steve Shockley with a cut. So many of the Solar artists would come in and just give their input to help us. Even Jeffrey Daniels, he came up to me and said, I don't know how you're doing it, but you're making the sound of the guitar live just like it is on the recording, and so that was so encouraging to me. I mean, all the artists were always giving us such encouragement.
Yes. I mean, I hear you practicing. I hear you guys when you're performing, and I hear that guitar for sure. He is playing that guitar. How long were you playing guitar before you took it serious?
Oh, God.
I'm talking about as a kid.
I started taking guitar lessons when I was 11. My sister happened to be married to a jazz musician by the name of Hubert Laws. And one day I kind of was tinkering with a little toy guitar, and it was like, oh, let's get Cheryl some guitar lessons. So, you know, my sister and I, we were like 16 years apart. So the guitar was like, you know, my playmate at home because, you know, I was like an only child at home. So the guitar has always been part of my life since I was young.
Oh, okay. So if you ever feel lonely, you just grab the guitar. Come on, make me feel better. Oh, man. Well, you know, I just want to say, what was one of your favorite songs? Do you have a couple?
Or two?
Like, and I want to know why.
Okay, let's see. I guess my favorite is Divas Need Love, too. It's in B flat minor. Let me just say, it's in B flat minor, which is nice and comfortable in the middle part of the guitar.
Oh, wow. That's so cute.
But, you know, just something about the groove of it, the key signature of it, the actual message of the song, you know, being a confident woman and, you know, also saying that divas need love, too. Yes, I may be this and I may be that, but divas need love, too. So it's always been my favorite. And, of course, the menopause is always, you know, a favorite. And, you know, the guitar solo thing, rhythm thing, you know, it's always stands out for me. And, of course, meeting in the ladies' room. I mean, that's like our signature. You know, you can
walk
by somebody, a group of women at a club or at a restaurant. Somebody's going to say something about, let's go have a meeting in the ladies' room. You know, I just chuckle about it, you know.
Right. That's crazy. Man, oh man. Well, you know, I know that this was just a spontaneous thing, and thank you so much for, you know, calling into our show today. We love you and appreciate you very, very much.
Oh, sure.
Is there any where are you guys performing? I know this is your break time, so y'all got any shows coming up anytime soon?
Yeah, actually, we're going to be in Bel Air, California at the Vibrato Club, Jazz Club, on January 28th. That's the thing that's coming up. And then at the Saban Theater in Beverly Hills in February. So, we're out there performing. And, you know, it just feels so good to see the, you know, the listening audience still appreciate Climax music and the Solar sound. I mean, it's just people don't realize how much of an impact that sound and Solar had on the music industry, you know, until they hear the music. It's like, oh, I remember that song. Oh, I, you know, and it's like, oh, this is part of my life when this happened and that happened. So it's always so good when the, you know, audience is there and they come up to us and tell us all the different stories of their life of the when those songs are out.
Yes. Tell us one of your favorite stories.
Okay, I'm going to tell you a stage story. I'm going to tell you an on-stage story. You ready?
On stage.
Okay.
Let's keep it on stage.
Your on-stage story, yeah. Okay.
Yes.
You know, we're on the tour with Midnight Star and Shalimar, and, you know, we're on stage, and we're singing I Miss You. We're in the moment. Everybody's kind of swaying side to side with their eyes closed. And all of a sudden, we hear this on the microphone. Oh! And so we kind of, you know, get out of our trance, our musical trance, and we look up and we see some guy had thrown his Fruit of the Loon underwear up on the stage and landed on.
No, he didn't. Oh, man.
Then he threw another pair up there. Of course, he, you know, threw the package because, you know, three in a pack to show us they were brand new.
Oh, my God. What's going on? What is going on?
So Divas Need Love, too.
Divas Need Love, too. Man. Wow. That guy, now that's an on-stage party right there. Whoa. Story, actually. Man, oh, man. So wait a minute. How long ago was that?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so back tour was 1985.
Wow.
Yeah, that was our very first tour that we were on, yeah.
So between you and I, between you and I, Shalimar is getting ready to perform with the Whispers. I think it's in Los Angeles.
Oh, wow.
So, maybe y'all could get on the same show and have a little mini Solar Galaxy of Stars tour.
What? Right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And maybe y'all should look into that. Because I had, last Friday, I had Jeffrey Daniels and Lavelle from the Whispers on the show. And Jeffrey was Lavelle. Yeah, and Jeffrey's like, Lavelle, he says, aren't we doing a show with you guys like sometime in August? And Lavelle goes, oh, yeah. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. That's two Solar Galaxy of Stars. We need to get a couple more people in there and just get the tour going and stop playing. Gee, why can't y'all do that? Why can't y'all do a tour? What's the problem?
Right. That's a great idea.
I had everybody on the phone even when Nick was alive. Don't you remember?
Oh,
were you on the phone too?
Mm-hmm.
See? Mm-hmm. And Nick was like, Wardell, I'm down with this. I want to do it.
Oh.
And everybody was down with doing it, but it never happened. And then we lost Nick.
Oh, wow.
But anyway, sweetheart, God bless you, and I want to just thank you for, you know, coming on. Is there anything you want to say to, you know, your fans?
Oh, I mean, I appreciate them still, you know, wanting to experience the Climax Music legacy. I mean, it just feels so good that they are, you know, they show up to the shows and they contact us on the social media. I'm just so appreciative that they still love the music and. So appreciative that Solar gave us a chance, a new idea of an all-female band.
Absolutely.
And I really appreciate you keeping in touch with me, Wardell. Please, thank you so much.
Oh, sweetheart, you know that. I love you and I appreciate you. And every time I see pink, I think of you. You are Miss Pink Diva right there, boy. That girl can wear some pink. And so God bless you, and God bless you guys. Have a wonderful show. And what was the dates of those two shows again?
January 28th in Bel Air, California. This outskirts of Los Angeles. And then the Savant Theater in Beverly Hills.
Wow.
February 23rd. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, we won't be out there, we won't be in California then, but if we do, I will give you a call, and we'll come and see you.
Okay. Yeah, because, of course, it's always a possibility we'll be there in your town, so let's keep in touch.
Absolutely. God bless you, sweetheart. Thank you so much for everything you do.
Thank you. Take care.
And keep on doing your thing. Okay.
Cheers. I will. Thank you. Uh-huh.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, guys. That's our girl right there doing her thing on Solar Records Radio. We appreciate her very much. Let's hear a little bit of the menopause, and we'll be right back.
Leave my condo to come to this. Well, I'm back, but this time I'm with my man. And these women are putting their hands all over his Yamamoto Kanzai for the iPod. And I'm much, much unhappy about that. I'd hate to come down to the level and become a BW, a basic woman. But if they don't stop, it's gonna get scandalous. I'm not in the mood. Don't slap me. Cause I'm not in the mood. Don't slap me.
All right, guys. Well, so I want to just thank our sister so much for coming on and just blessing us. Thank you, Cheryl. You're so sweet. And we enjoyed that beautiful interview from Climax. So, and we just wish you guys all the best. They're performing all over the place. And so keep up the good work, girl. We love you. And we appreciate you here at Solar Records Radio. Greg, thanks for that flyer, buddy. Appreciate it, man. All right, guys. This is a song that I wrote with Howard Hewitt. It's so lame. It's so, I don't know what to think of it. It's just so cutie, cute. It's called Attention to My Baby. But it's just kind of like, I don't know. But anyway, here we go on Solar Records Radio.
My friends all say that I have changed my style of living, and when they ask
I tell you, that loving is on my mind. For sure now. Good gracious Lord, have mercy. Sing it, sing it, sing it. Miss Carrie Lucas. And we have our boy T. Meyer McCain singing backgrounds on that song as well. Thanks to Greg. Thanks for the info. We are at about 41 minutes left in the show. We appreciate our sister from Climax calling in. Thank you, Cheryl Cooley, for blessing our show today. It's nice when we get one of our old school celebrities to call in, and she sure did. And she's going to be in Bel Air in January and in Beverly Hills in February. And it's just so amazing because those places are so beautiful. I mean, Bel Air is like, you know, like that's the top of Beverly Hills. That's like, you know, wow, Bel Air? Are you kidding me? And I remember going to the Silver's house in Bel Air, and that was the first time I went to their house, and I was just like, well, it's a regular house, but man, getting here was absolutely amazing, and the mansions and all this other stuff that you're passing coming to this house, and it's just like being in another world. It's almost like I don't even belong here. It was right when we were working on this song Make That Move, when we were actually making the song. It was written in Bel Air, and we were sitting on the bedside, I think it was Ricky's bed, and we're just working out the groove and stuff, and I remember just going back and forth and the house was beautiful. It was a beautiful house as well. Unfortunately, it was owned by the manager. So you got to be careful, like when you have these managers that are slippery, where they will buy this house and then lease it to you for you to pay for their home when it should be your house and you're paying for your own home. And so I'm going to leave that alone because that's just too touchy. But it's just sad when that kind of thing happens. And that was just one of those things. It happens to a lot of us, a lot of artists. And, you know, I remember some things my attorney did, and I was like, wait a minute, why would you let me sign that? Why? And, you know, this was years later. I didn't even know how to get in touch with him to ask him that. Like, why did you let me sign that? That doesn't even make sense. And sometimes people get caught up in, well, that's what everybody else is doing, so you're just going to do it too. And I didn't want to do that. I went to college for music so that I took business law as my secondary. And so I did that so that I could understand the contracts. But once I had an attorney representing me, I felt protected. I just felt that he would, you know, make sure that I was covered like my parents would. And he didn't. And it's really sad. He really didn't. And it was a bunch of us that all signed the same contract. And so it's like, whoa, wait a minute. What did we just do? So you have to be careful what you sign, because that is what it is at that point. And so make sure if you know, once you get that attention, just tell them, well, I need to have an attorney look at it. Because if you don't, you could be signing anything. You could be signing your life away. So you want to make sure. And if they have a problem with that, say, hold on, wait, this is something I have to do. This is just the legal thing. This is something I have to have my attorney look at. So let him look at it, and I'll give it to you in the morning. And if they go, oh, no, that's going to be too late, we can't do it then you just have to just decide at that point if it's the right thing for you or not, because you don't want to be forced into signing anything. They should give you at least a week to go through your contract. Not, you know, a few hours. They should give you a week so you can give it to your attorney, so your attorney can go through it, and then they can go through the things that they want to change, and then they will send it over to their attorneys, and then their attorneys will look at it, and they'll go back and forth until they come up with something that's agreeable, and then we'll say, and then they'll draw up the form, and then you sign that. So that's the way it should be. So I pray that the listeners, people that are musicians and writers and producers or whatever you are, that you make sure that you have an attorney to represent you, because at the end of the day, you're going to pay the consequence. And so do that, right? You'll do that. All right, guys. Anyway, this is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio, and I want to thank y'all all for hanging out with us today here. Tomorrow, Solar wants to dance at 2 p.m. Eastern, not 3, 1 hour earlier, 2 p.m. Eastern. And so come hang out with us, and that's just, we're just working out. We're cleaning the house. We're doing something, and the music is just banging, four on the floor constantly, just hitting it hard. Hard and heavy, man. We're going to have a good time. All right, guys? So much love to you all. Thank you again. I'm going to play some more songs, and we're just going to do our thing here on Solar Records Radio. How about a little bit of collage here? Winners and losers. I don't want it. Okay, everybody, we love you. Thank you so much. Have a blessed and beautiful weekend. Enjoy your weekend and be blessed in it. Come hang out with us tomorrow, if you can, on Sunday for praise and worship. We're going to have a great time. God bless you all. I'm going to play you a mix right now. So do your thing. Dance to Solar. God bless you. Thank you for being the best part. See you guys later. Peace out. God bless.
Right now, we want you to get your hands together, and we're going to start your party. Let's welcome Solar Recording Artist. Solar Recording Artist.
Come on. Slavery, something in the world.